sixth parak of Shvi'is, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is discussing the borders of Eretz Yisrael in respect to Shemitah. We paskin that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael started when we came in at the time of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, but at the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, that Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael stopped. We're talking about Kedusha in respect to the Mitzvahs that Luyas Ba'arik, in respect to Trumas and Maizras, in respect to Shemitah. In respect to Shemitah, that initial Kedusha stopped. Then afterwards, in the time of Ezra, they came back and they rebuilt the second Beit HaMikdash. They did not conquer all the areas that they conquered the first time around. And since there was a need to make a new Kedusha in the time of Ezra, there certain areas that were only part of the first conquest in the time of Oyli Mitzrayim, when they came out of Mitzrayim, and not in the time of Oyli Bovel, and those areas did not have Kedusha there to throw in the Ikir Adin. This man is it. So therefore we have Shosh Arotis L'Shvi'is. We have three different borders of land in respect to Shemitah. Koshul Zigoyli Bovel, which is the main part of Eretz Yisrael, where the second conquest, in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, took effect, which is May Eretz Yisrael Ve'atziv. The body of Eretz Yisrael stood the stand called Ksiv, Loi Necho, the Loi Nevon. Loi Necho, the Loi Nevon is the way the Rambam learns it is like Nethel means that the things that grains and vegetables that grew in Shemitah are also because they're Svichin, and also you're not allowed to work the land. That's the Iker Yisrael. The areas that were involved in the first conquest but not in the second, so basically they're not really shafts for the Iker Din of Shemitah B'zman Hazeh, which is Mechtiv V'yad Hano V'yad Amonim, from Siv till the river and till Amona. So what is this Siv? What part of Eretz Yisrael is very unclear. Some Rishonim learn it's on the northern border of Eretz Yisrael, from Siv to the west, which is where the ocean is on the west, and to the east, to the place of Amona. That was a certain northern border of Israel. That's what some Rishonim learn. But the Rambam, the first, the Sheik of the Rosh, and the Rosh, the Rambam has an interesting shot. He seems to learn there's a strip of land going up and down the coastline of Eretz Yisrael, which was not part of the Second Conquest. And therefore it says, the Nahar is talking about Nahar Mitzrayim near Egypt, and Amona is up north. So there's a whole strip of land near the coast, which was not part of the Second Conquest. The third place is the Mashma that implies certain cities like Izaria were not part of the Second Conquest. In any event, so these areas that do not have the Kedusha of the Second Kibush, the Second Conquest, and therefore they were more lenient on the halachas of Shemitah, which is Nechal, means that which grows on Shemitah can be eaten. They did not make the Gzeir of Tzvichim. I have a loy nevah, you now work the land. So they basically, all the areas Israel now work the land. In certain areas, according to the Rambam, could very well be parts of Tel Aviv even, were not included in the second conquest, and there would not be a problem with Svithim. But Maisa, we don't know where these borders are, and therefore anything that goes in Eretz Israel, we do not eat on Shemitah because of this problem with Smith. Once again, we're talking about vegetables and grains that started growing on Shemitah. They started growing before Shemitah, or fruits that grew on Shemitah can be eaten. And a nor may mono lift name Nechal v'Nevah. If it's from the Norva Mona Lisnim, which means either further north, or according to the Rambam, north and south, is out of the border of the Eretz Yisrael, and that has no halacha of the Shemitah, you're allowed to work around those areas.